طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأفضل الصلاة والتسليم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Holy Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and his infallible progeny, and may Allah's eternal damnation be upon their enemies from now until the end of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 189, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this holy verse, and they ask you about the crescent moons, tell them that they are time markers for people and for Hajj. Now here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this term mawaqit, meaning time markers for people. How are they time markers for people? They're time markers for people in showing you or proving to us the beginning and the end of each lunar month. That means that the lunar month is extremely important to us in Islam. It is a focal point for us because it is the means by which we determine the beginning and end of each of our Islamic months on the Hijri calendar. That being said, if the crescent moon sighting is that important to us as Muslims, then we really need to understand how is it that we prove the fact that the crescent moon has been sighted. And we'll refer to Minhaj al-Salihin by Ayatollah Sistani to understand this. Let's look at the slide. Ayatollah Sistani says that the crescent moon is proven through knowledge that occurs by viewing it yourself or tawatur. Tawatur specifically here is when many just and trustworthy people saw the crescent moon and described it in the same way. And that this group cannot conspire to say a lie or to lie about it. Ayatollah Sistani then says, or other means. And then he mentions some other means. He says, 3.3 is contentment that occurs from widespread news, Shia'. Shia' here is the when the news comes out that the crescent moon has been sighted, that a lot of people now know about it, and so it becomes common knowledge. And so you reach a state of contentment, and I'll explain the difference between contentment and certainty in the next episode, but you reach a state of contentment in the information, a level of comfort. Then point four, he says, other means determined by the intellectuals, which could be astronomical data, for example, and we'll explain that also in another episode. And then he says the passing of 30 days from the sighting of the crescent moon of Sha'ban, or 30 days from the sighting of the crescent moon of the month of Ramadan or Shawwal. And then finally, two just male witnesses sight the crescent moon. Now that we've gone over this slide, it's extremely important for us to understand the fact that these are guidelines for us to prove the sighting of the crescent moon. Notice here, there are two issues. The first is certainty, the second is contentment. And we'll deal with that in the next episode. Now let's move on to the next slide. The next slide specifically explains to us the following. The crescent moon is not proven by the following points. One, female witnesses that have sighted the crescent moon. Two, one just male witness. Three, two just witnesses that did not actually see it. Four, the astronomical data. Five, not seeing it after the twilight, known as the shafaq, as an indicator for that it is from a previous night. Six, seeing it before the zenith, such that it shows that it indicates a sighting of the previous month. Seven, tatwiq, the bright aura around the moon to prove that it is from the previous night. And eight, by the verdict of the jurist, even if he did not realize his error or the error of his resources. If, however, his verdict gives contentment in the sighting in the land then it can be taken or depended upon. Now that we've looked at these points, it's important for us to understand several things. One, who is considered to be just and who is considered to be trustworthy? Now notice that a person who is just is a person who conducts the obligatory acts and refrains from the forbidden acts, the muharramat. As for a person who is trustworthy, he has to be Muslim, he has to be Ithna Ashari, the follower of the school of thought of the holy household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has to be known not to lie. Now that I know this, I have a better understanding of the previous two slides. What other point is important for me to understand? The other point is the difference between certainty and contentment, because we understand that the crescent moon is proven by two things: the viewing, the actual viewing itself, and the issue of tawatur. And then he says, and other means. So viewing then the crescent moon yourself becomes a proof upon you. So then it becomes proven. Then also the viewing of a group of people that can't conspire to tell a lie are all trustworthy, are all just. I can take that as certain information. So there are two things that I can take for certainty. That tells us then that knowledge here is of two types. The first type is certain knowledge, meaning that I've done the research or I've seen it, I've witnessed it myself. Or a second type, that which is less than certain. That which is less than certain is split up into two types. That information that I've collected, I've gone through these steps of collecting the information, but I still haven't gotten 100% to the level of certainty. That being the case, that means that I might be comfortable with the information, content with it. So there's that contentment that I'm talking about, that Ayatollah Sistani is talking about. But I'm not 100% certain. So my level of contentment and comfort with the level of the information that I have is maybe at 95% or at 90%. As an example. Now the other type of information is what would be less than contentment. That I would not take. So there are only two important things for me to look at here then. Is that knowledge that is certain, and that knowledge that is less than certain, but I'm content with. I have reached a level of contentment and comfort in that information. This is very important. In the next episode, we'll look at the sources of contentment. Because we understand the sources of certainty now, we need to look at the sources of contentment so we can better differentiate between certainty and contentment. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.